Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vita Domingos on the 9th of August, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Anki is launching a new robot with AI functions. The company is renowned for having built Cosmo, a bot that was deemed the best-selling toy on Amazon in 2017. Anki is launching its new robot, Vector, on Kickstarter. Vector is an autonomous home robot that runs on a quad-core Qualcomm Snapdragon chip and is equipped with a convolutional neural network and simultaneous localization and mapping technology. Vector functions as an AI assistant, answering verbal queries and commands, and interacts with the user's voice and touch. Elon Musk has launched a campaign to take Tesla private, on a day that included several provocative tweets, a suspension and resumption of trading in the company shares, reports of a significant Saudi investment, a surge in stock price, and an evocative Musk-tinged appeal to the Tesla faithful. The future is very bright and we'll keep fighting to achieve our mission, he said. Last month, members of the US House Energy and Commerce Committee fired off a letter to Apple following reports that phones and other devices, such as smart speakers, can listen in on conversations. Now the tech giant has sent the representatives its response. iPhones, it says, don't listen to people's conversations and don't share people's spoken words with third parties. Cupertino explains in the letter that the customer is not the product and that its business model does not depend on collecting vast amounts of personally identifiable information to enrich targeted profiles marketed to advertisers. Ford factory employees in 15 factories across 7 countries are now wearing exoskeleton vests that reportedly reduce fatigue and injury. This comes after Ford tested the ExoFest exoskeleton at 2 Ford vehicle assembly plants in Michigan. The exoskeleton lifts and supports assembly workers' arms while the employees reach up to perform tasks with power tools. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at onthismedia.com.